slow moving and gradually revealing, The Interpreter is a beautifully shot and realized piece that sheds light on the horrors of the Holocaust from two perspectives. The first is that of an elderly man whose parents were executed, and the second is that of the son of an executioner. It starts with a visit by interpreter Ali Ungar, Jerry Menzel, to Vienna in search of the former Nazi officer who could have murdered his parents in Slovakia. When Ungar knocks on the butcher's door, instead it's his son, George Graubner, Peter Simonchek, who answers. At first dismissive, George is a bon vivant retiree who's distanced himself from his father's past. That changes, and the pair takes off on a journey across Slovakia in search of surviving witnesses to the wartime tragedy. Their different views and life experiences result in both tensions and comic moments. For the pair, it's a bittersweet road trip on which they discover deep unresolved conflicts. The Interpreter is a look back, an attempt to understand facts and events shaping the decision of war and post-war generations. While so many great movies have shed light on the Holocaust, here's one taking a slightly different perspective. It presents as if peeling back layers of an onion. Denial, or removal from the truth, or at the very least backing away from it, is followed by insight and greater understanding. The whole thing felt totally believable. It was slice-of-life reality with a quirky element to it. The performances, too, are credible and engaging. It's as if the main protagonists are not acting at all, and that's the best kind of movie. Co-writer and director Martin Sulik and fellow writer Marek Lezak have created a fascinating and insightful work that isn't easily forgotten. The Interpreter was the opening night film of the Jewish International Film Festival. It scores a 7 to 7.5 out of 10.